Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey y'all, what's going on? Welcome to the very first F the Cubicle Friday podcast. Oh my gosh, you do not know. This has been years in the making. So first of all, let me back up and say, if this sounds a little different, the recording, it's because I am not recording this episode on my Yeti microphone. I am using my iPhone, the Memo or voice app. So I appreciate in advance the grace that you show if this does indeed sound different. Okay. So yes, girl, we have made it to Friday number 1. Congrats. Number 2, yes, this is the very first F the Cubicle Friday podcast, and I'm super excited. Now, you may not know this about me, but I did officially start F the Cubicle like many years ago. Yes. I'm bringing F the Cubicle back. I'm not bringing sexy back. I'm bringing F the Cubicle back. And somewhere I can hear Aisha Shakir Wright from the Sugar Shack collection like cheering. Shout out to you, girl. Like, she and a few others were like ride or die F the Cubicle, like diehards way back when. Like, I'm rocking an F the Cubicle t-shirt that I made like 6-7 years ago right now while I record this podcast, and Aisha and a few others have the same shirt and they wear it often. So yeah, we are bringing F the Cubicle back, baby. Now, I started F the Cubicle again maybe 6-7 years ago, I would say, if not longer, because I was frustrated. I was mad. I was angry. I was annoyed. And I was like, I'm sick of this. And I know there has to be better for me out there. And I was plotting my escape. Like, that is why I started F the Cubicle. Like, I literally was plotting my escape. I worked in a corporate environment for, let's see, 10, 20, I would say about 21 years, somewhere in there. Not in the same place, but in 2 different places. One, I was there for maybe 19 years, and the other, I was there maybe 11-ish years. That was the place that I recently quit in September. I think it was September 27th of 2019, if I'm not mistaken. I will never forget it, y'all. I had gone to my car, like, for months. Definitely for the last few months before I turned in my resignation, like, I was just, like, over it. I was over the games. I was over the highs and the lows. I was over my job, playing with my money. I was over, like, just, you know, being told basically to jump through hoops and made to feel like, well, you know, at least you have a job kind of situation. I was, like, over it. I was over it because I acknowledged and recognized that I am much more valuable than this. And I refused. Like, life is short, dude. Life is short, and God willing, I have another at least 40, 50 years on this planet, but nothing is guaranteed. Our time is not guaranteed, and I do not have any more time to waste, and I was wasting away in a cubicle every day, and I hated it. I hated it. Now, if you're a 9-to-5er and you love your job, I tip my hat to you, and I'm thankful that you do.
Some of us have been blessed to be in environments that make sense for our personalities. The money's good, or it works for you. Like, it just works for you. You're in a great environment, whatever that is for you. The money's great for you, and you can thrive there. You can go up in the ranks. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do all this office politics BS, and that's great. If that's you, sis, I'm thankful for you that that is the case. But I know for a lot of us, that is not the case. And I'm not sitting here telling anyone to quit their job. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. Because sometimes we got to work that 9 to 5 until we can get things off the ground. We got to work that 9 to 5 until our money is right. We got to take care of our families. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, I would be like, oh my God, no one should work a 9 to 5. But that was the immature Brie. That was the immature Brie. I acknowledge that. I think because also I was just to my limit, literally to my limit, that anything that had to do with like a 9 to 5, I was just like, nope. But yeah, I'm just not about the lifestyle. I'm not about the lifestyle that the typical 9 to 5 is. Like, for me, it was like, I remember I was taking my laptop home. I was working at odd hours and trying to catch up on work, because just the way things were set up, it was just like you had to like stay ahead. And there were times when I was supposed to get a bonus or a commission, and they would be like, basically like, oops, our bad. Like, nope. Like, they would pull out these metrics that just didn't make sense. Like, it was just a lot of mumbo jumbo, and I was over it. I was over it. You hear me? I was over it. So yeah, I had to do some soul searching. And some of you are probably there now. Like, you're doing some soul searching. You're like, well, what the heck do I want? Because this ain't it. Some of us have been told, like, you better keep that job. You better get that good paying job. You better get that government job. You know what I'm saying? And some of us we've been hit with the expectations of others, like our parents' reality. They impressed upon us what they wanted for our lives. And we took that path. Like, we took that path to, for example, again, get a government job, like working at the post office, or working at UPS, for example, because that's a good paying job. Or we went to school and we got the law degree, or we got our doctorate, because that is what was expected. But I'm here to tell you, like, there is definitely different and more for you, sis. You do not have to live your life for anybody else. You don't. You don't have to live your life for anybody else. Nobody. You are in control of your life. Now, granted, if you are booed up, of course, there are conversations to be had with our partners. And, you know, if you have a family, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can up and quit right now or do things exactly the way you want right now. I'm not saying that at all. However, you are the captain of your ship. And that's between you and God. That's between you and God. I know for me, it was just like, I had to figure out what the heck I wanted. I had to figure out who I was, who I wanted to be, what direction I wanted to go in, and separate myself from what I thought I was expected to do, or what I thought my life had to look this way, or I thought I had to work here because there was nothing else better for me. This is it. This is the best I can do. I had to separate myself from that, and that lack thinking, and that fear-based thinking, and really figure out like what my core values were and are. One of them is freedom. Who I wanted to be, how I wanted to be, how I wanted to show up, what kind of things I enjoy, what kind of things I like, what kind of things I don't like. Like, I'm not, you guys know, or if you don't know, I made a t-shirt that said, I am not a surface level conversation woman, because I'm not. And I know a lot of you are like that too. Like, I'm not a surface level, and I'm not Mrs. Potluck. Like, at our job, we would have potlucks, and I thought that was great. I think that's amazing. But I didn't like feeling like I was a poor sport, because I didn't want to participate on my lunchtime with a potluck. Like, I wanted to go to my car, read my book, listen to a podcast, try to get some learning in, maybe take a nap, journal, talk on the phone. Like, I just wanted to separate myself. But I always felt like, you know, I wasn't being a team player because I didn't follow the things that were expected of me after a certain point. I just did my thing. Listen, I would go in with my natural hair and just my vibe and do my job, put my headphones on. I remember was that the same place I was working? And they were just like, there was a time where we weren't even allowed to wear headphones. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I worked for another job where we had to say, I'm going to the bathroom. I kid you not. I kid you not. Because they wanted to make sure that, like, something with the phones, even though we were all on the phones, like, we would have to say, I'm going to the bathroom. And at that same job, like, if you were a few minutes late, they would circle your time card. And I'm just like, okay, we're all adults here. Like, I'm just not a 9-to-5 chick. I'm just not about that life. I'm not about that lifestyle. So again, I had to figure out, if I'm not about that lifestyle, who am I? What am I? What do I want? What is, you know, what is the vision I have for my life? Let me take a sip of water really quick. Whoops. And so that's something that you will need to decide for yourself too. That's something you'll need to decide for yourself too. I'll tell you, when it comes to F the cubicle, another reason why I'm bringing it back is because I am so over these brands and entrepreneurs making it seem like being in business for yourself is just like the best thing since sliced bread. It's easy. And then they'll do like this little pretty ugly thing where they'll show you the quote unquote ugly side of being an entrepreneur. But it's so damn curated, it's not even real. Because they want to show up, quote unquote, authentically. And they're not even doing that. Like, being an entrepreneur is hard.
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience. From the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracee Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott, these episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check, and it's super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau sees your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. GetKIKOFF.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time, there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup and hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE.
It's hard. There have been so many times, I'm not even lying here, there have been so many times where I have just cried and I have said, I'm not doing this anymore. Screw this. This is not for me. I'm not doing this anymore. I can't do it. I'm not doing it. This is stupid. But that's how I feel sometimes because there's so many things required when it comes to growing a brand, creating a movement, striking out on your own, forging your own path. And sometimes, some days, nothing is working right. Everything's going crazy. And you're just like, screw this, man. Why did I sign up for this? That is a part of it. That is a part of being an entrepreneur. That is a part of the journey. Everything is not smooth sailing. Everything is not peaches and cream. There are highs, lows, peaks, valleys, ins, outs, ups, downs. You get all of that. It's a mixed bag, baby. It's a mixed bag. Let me tell you, it's a mixed bag. And I'm not saying that to dissuade you, but I just want you to know that like when we have conversations here on the podcast for F the Cubicle Fridays, it's going to again be real talk. With real, like when I have guests, they're going to be obviously real Black women in various parts of their entrepreneurial journey. And we're going to have straight talk conversations. Like, why did you leave your job? Or why are you working your job and running a business? Why did you start your business? How did you get started? What type of obstacles did you hit? Like how have you been successful? What things or what areas did you just, you know, feel like giving up on? Like all kinds of conversations will be had on this podcast, because I think that it's important to show you not only the pretty side of, yeah, freedom, being an entrepreneur is great, but showing you the real stuff too. I don't think we do that enough. And then there are some of us that become disillusioned when they strike out on their own and, you know, 3 months in, they're not making any money, or 6 months in, they're not making any money, or a year in, they're still trying to figure things out. And they're like, well, hell, so-and-so, their journey didn't look like this. This is not how it happened for them. What's wrong with me? Why am I not doing things the right way? Why am I having these hardships and these ups and downs and it's not a straight line, it's a curvy line? Like, why is this only happening to me? I'm gonna tell you, it's not just you. It's not just you. It's just that some of us, or a lot of people, they don't show the real side of what it's like to try or to run a business or to grow a business or to grow a brand or do a side hustle plus a 9-to-5. Like, they don't show that side. They don't talk about that. So that's why F the Cubicle Fridays is in existence, because we're going to be talking about all of that. And I can tell you that I'm so hardcore about F the Cubicle that in spite of the ups and downs, like in spite of all that I've gone through in the last 5, 6, 7 years, when it comes to, you know, figuring out the business and what do I want to do and what I want that to look like and, you know, striking out on my own, in spite of all the different lows and stuff that I've experienced, like, I'm still adamant. I'm still firm in the belief that I am not about that 9-to-5 lifestyle, and that I will do any and everything I can to avoid working in a cubicle, being a part of that life again. Like, I am not a rat race type of chick. I just don't have that temperament. And you may feel like that as well. So this episode, this podcast will be speaking to you. It'll be speaking to you. So I didn't want to make this episode super long. I just wanted to let you know that F the Cubicle Fridays is coming. I will share more of my story at another time. Again, there will be guests, which I'm very excited about that. But I also wanted to say that, you know, I would love to hear from you. I would love to know, like, where you are in your journey. Are you an entrepreneur? Are you growing a brand? Are you just getting started? Also, I'd like to know, like, if you have any questions or if there are specific topics you would like to hear for F the Cubicle Friday. So you can reach me by email at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. And just somewhere in there, just put F the Cubicle Podcast. Let me know what's going on with you. Drop your question, drop your topic suggestion. And I will, in some cases, read it on air, because I want people to understand that, you know, there are people out there like you, like me, that are trying to figure it all out. And we do not have to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone. It's not just you, and you do not have to do it alone. I believe that freedom is ours to take in whatever form makes sense for us. And I think a lot of us have realized that the things that our parents did and our grandparents did and our great grandparents did, as far as like working and everything in an office environment, like, that's not all there is to life. And we don't have to go down that path. We are giving ourselves permission to do something different. We are giving ourselves permission to explore how we want to live. And that's what F the Cubicle, like, that the brand, like, F the Cubicle, that's what it's all about. So I'm hitting 18 minutes here. I didn't want this to get too long, but again, just want to introduce F the Cubicle Fridays. I hope to hear from you at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. And also, don't forget to go and grab a t-shirt from the shop. I have 2 t-shirts in there for F the Cubicle. I also am going to have some journals in there and some other things that are specifically for F the Cubicle. Those will be coming to the shop soon. But right now, you can grab a t-shirt to support Brown Girl Self-Care. So go grab a tee right now. Go to browngirlselfcare.com and get you a t-shirt, sis. All right. So with that said, that's it for this episode. I will see you very soon for another F the Cubicle Friday podcast. And have a blessed Friday. Have a blessed weekend. And I'll talk to you soon.